So I'm at the Supply Chain Tech Show with the chair of the event, Dr. Eric Jones, who is a professor at the University of Texas Arlington. So let's start off with a basic question. If you can tell me a little bit about yourself and your experience in supply chain management.
Well, thank you. Actually, it kind of starts off with my undergraduate degree. I'm a industrial engineer from Texas A&M in College Station, Texas. And then my first job was at UPS. And I was what they call a logistics engineer at UPS, where I started my career. And after that, I went on to a company called Academy Sports. And I was their engineering manager and first director of engineering. And after that, I worked at two consulting firms. One was called Tompkins Associates, which they're known for warehousing and conveyor control systems. And then my next job was actually as a executive manager, kind of under the executive management track for a company called Arthur Andersen. And there we had a supply chain practice, but we also sold ERP systems and different logistics systems. And so after spending time in the industry, I thought it'd be more a lot of fun to actually kind of get a little bit deeper into logistics and into the field. So I went back and got my PhD. And I got my doctorate at the University of Houston. And then I went from there to the University of Nebraska, where I was a professor in what we call industrial and management systems engineering, which includes logistics. And then after I was tenured there, I was a professor there for 9 years. And then I left, and now I'm at the University of Texas as a full professor and also the chair of the logistics program, which is the logistics engineering program there.
Nice. So a lot of practical and theoretical experience combined. Nice.
Sure.
So turning to some of the trends, what are some of the biggest challenges currently facing supply chain operations right now that you see?
Well, I think there's been a history of manufacturing engineering, which, again, if you know industrial manufacturing engineering, is kind of where the core. As manufacturing has been outsourced or globalized, then the idea of getting manufactured parts and parts back to a location where they can be sold is what we term logistics. So some of the challenges we have is who owns what, when, and where. And also now the customer doesn't just demand that you deliver it on time. They want to know where it's at in the supply chain. And historically, at one time, the retailer could say, this is what the product is. Now we have an interesting trend in the world where people say, here's a product, that's the base, but I want to add some things to it. I want to add sparkles to it, or I want to add pictures. I want to add different things. So the customization by the customer, the base products, makes sub-assemblies, sub-documents, all these different things add complexity to what we could consider the traditional end product. And so again, even though we may have an end product, we may add some things to it which make it not really an end product. So then we do customization, and that makes logistics a lot more complicated than it's been over the last decades.
Okay. And so where do you see the most potential for improvement within the industry?
Well, the challenge is that the world's changing, right? And so I'm a Gen X, and so we used to always say process improvement, process improvement. Now, what I see as millennials is that product customization. So what we have to do, I call it, we have a flow mentality, how things can be improved at the right time. And so as you go through this process, different things can happen at the process. So having decisions and being able to control, once those decisions are made, getting it there in an optimized way. And if you don't mind, I'll just further explain. At one time, we thought we could just do one optimization and say it's perfect. Now, what we may find out is as customers have needs, we may have to have optimization on demand. There's a big optimization to get it there as far as how to get it there the cheapest. But on route, a customer may say, I want to add this and that. So now we have to do another optimization. And then right before it gets there, it says, oh, you know what? It rained today. So we have a disaster. So we have another optimization. So historically, we had to deal with one optimization. Now we're dealing with optimization on demand. And that's what I think is the future, and that's what's difficult to work with.
Okay, interesting. Your presentation this morning was on Internet of Things, and that term Internet of Things, IoT, gets thrown around a lot. How would you define it, and what are some of the major impacts you're seeing on logistics and supply chain management right now?
So, thank you for attending, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
So as I mentioned earlier, I think one question came up was, is this new or is this different? And I think the term Internet of Things deals with two sides. There's things that have been around for a while, as far as optimization, as far as RFID technologies, inanimate GPS technologies that we are use every day. And so I don't think that's new. How to deal with, you know, basic Google Maps trying to get here, you know, but what is new is how those things are enabled. So Lyft and Uber and all these different things, how we're enabling those technologies to meet the customer demand. So in some ways, you know, the traditional way of problem solving, having devices that have one that can be tracked or can track simultaneously. Not only can your iPhone can locate you with your iPhone, but your iPhone has a barcode reader. It can locate things. So having these things become real, almost like microorganisms, right? And trying to manage those microorganisms to be able to do multiple things simultaneously is a challenge. And so the old stuff is, hey, we know that we can locate you with your phone. The new things are, what can your apps do that while you're located, that information can be transmitted back to the web so people can utilize it. And again, it's an exciting time, but as his answer was, it's pretty unclear when you need to do what thing, and that's a challenge.
Okay. Last question, don't want to take too much of your time, but shifting gears, as a professor, what advice do you have for new supply chain program graduates going out in the real world?
So I have this recommendation for all people, because what we have is we have all these complex devices, but we have to have people smart enough to use them, right? And so the idea of mixing traditional education, again, I'm an engineering professor, so I think, you know, learning specific foundational knowledge of problem solving different models is foundational. But I also think that you have to mix that with certifications and things of that nature, because new technology doesn't always hit the textbooks. And even as a professor, you know, some of the things that it takes years to teach, you know, have different applications in the real world. So I think that one, we need to think of three things. One is, we talk about the need for more engineers, the need for more innovation. I think that we have to get smarter. Some of it comes through traditional education, and some of it comes through some of the real-time training things that are happening in the world. Here at ICA, obviously, we have a whole, courses of certifications. But what's intricate in those certifications is that there's new knowledge, new ways of applying it, and also new ways of dealing with the complexity of today's world. So I think any new student, our old student, is that you have to be in this mindset of continuous knowledge identification and usage. So I would push that one thing, that don't be static. The world's moving so fast that, you know, taking at least one or two certifications a year is going to be necessary to, one, maintain, one, attain those high-end jobs, two, maintain the jobs you have, and also create new innovations.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate the insights.
Okay.
And we'll be in touch.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.